Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. I just been having a praising good time this morning. I don't know about you. Tell your neighbor, I don't know what you came to do. Somebody said, I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you came to do, but this is what we do. And this is genuine. This is how we feel about the God that we serve. We love him. We honor him. There is no one like him. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank those of you who are here this morning, not just those here in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in on iChurch, the live stream in English and in Spanish. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you will turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, it is appropriate that we are talking these few weeks about the power, the glory, the anointing. Come on. It is about experiencing his power. I've said this before, I'll say it again. It would be crazy to go through this life and not experience what he created for us to experience. That's his power. And so we've been talking about at great length the glory, his presence, his omnipresence, his manifested presence. We've been talking about his anointing, that flow down of his spirit to us. And now we want to talk about his power. So we've been talking about his power for the last couple weeks. And power to us and us working in his power. Amen. Now this is the deal. This is not just a New Testament concept. The power that we are supposed to be working in this present day was already foreshadowed in the Old Testament. We have been exposed to the fact that he said, in the last days, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. So that means that we would be experiencing not our power, but what? His power. And so last week we talked about Haggai. The first week, look, you can't experience his power until you connect to him. Some people are like operating in their own power. Now, you example of this brother here, he got some power. You can look at him and say, what was that, 400? You ain't got to be shy, Mark. 400. He can press, bench press, 400. It ain't no joke, because that's four wheels. And the only other person that said they could do it was Minister Daniel, but I dare say he can maybe do one or two reps. But if we look at the Old Testament concept, many times in the Old Testament where they were talking about power, it's a word called kawah. Say kawah. And that was a might, a force, or an ability. But it was human. Okay? And so that was man kind of operating in his realm of power. Then there was another word for power used in the Old Testament, and it was salit. Say salit. Now that meant potent
mighty ruler by, but if that was by authority, that had to be what? Given to you. And then it still wasn't what we're supposed to be working in. So this is the stuff. Somebody, have you noticed, maybe you've been on a job and somebody, one of your coworkers was promoted. And they kind of above you. Now they got a little authority.
Come on now.
So now they think they something. So that whole thing changed, right? So they take that authority as a lot of times and they what? Abuse it. You like, but they should have made me manager. I would have done this. Well, sometimes you have a tendency to get full of yourself. And if you had got the position, you might be tripping. So a lot of times we get a little power, a little authority, and we start what? Tripping. But that's the stuff that fleshly. But see, we don't want to operate in our own power and our own intelligence. So if we look at 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the apostle was talking about working in a power that was different than had been experienced in the Old Testament. And so 1 Corinthians, second chapter says, first verse says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of Yahweh. It wasn't like I was coming in man's way. You know, we come, you know, sometimes we look at folks and we, oh, they so intelligent and they speak so well. And, you know, there's some presidential candidates that acting like they speak well, but we know that they ain't got nothing going on. And we see that people are, they ask one, I'm not going to name candidates and stuff right now. That's another sermon. But today, but anyway, they asked the lady, they said, hey, you know, name some things, reforms and things that he's spoke that he's going to do. And she could not name anything. I just think that, you know, he looks successful and he's done some things. And he's built some nice buildings, okay. But that doesn't speak to who he is and what he's going to do. So a lot of times we get caught up in people's abilities and what they can do, but it ain't about that. When we talk about kingdom stuff, it's about what he can do. And he can do anything, he's unlimited. Check this out, he wants us to operate in his ability, not our own. And so one of the most prolific apostles, Paul, Shaul, is speaking to the church in Corinth. And he said, I'm not coming to you with all that, all them bells and whistles. I'm coming to you declaring you the testimony of Yahweh. And the second verse says, for I determined not to know anything among you, except, that's what saved means, Yeshua Mashiach and him crucified. I love that. I don't know nothing else if I don't know anything else. I know Yeshua Mashiach and him crucified. You know what? That's all you got to know, because there's power in knowing Yeshua Mashiach and him crucified. There's power in that. And so then he goes on to say, verse, and I was with you in weakness and in fear, so I experienced some of the stuff you did. And I'm recapping a little bit. Fourth verse says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. So it wasn't about how I spoke and all that stuff, but he says, but in, somebody say demonstration. Demonstration of the Spirit. Not demonstration in myself and what I can do, but demonstration in the spirit of Yahweh, what he can do, his ability. And so Wednesday night at Bible study, we were talking about respecting the supernatural. And let me tell you, the supernatural came up in that. I don't know where you were, but we were talking about being able to recognize and being able to respect his power and what he's can do and his ability. And that's what we operate. We want to operate in the demonstration of spirit and of power. But yeah, this word power is used, but the Greek word for this power right here is dynamis, dunamis. Do you know what that means? That means a specially miraculous power. That means a wondrous operation of might, an inherent miraculous potential power residing in an individual that can be unleashed and demonstrated as he wills. So this is the power that Shaul was talking about that would be demonstrated. Not in our ability, but in the ability of him. Tell your neighbor, you're supposed to be working in this. This ain't about you, because you ain't miraculous. At all. You ain't wondrous. But all the abilities of him and what he can do, he completely did a turnaround in your life. He did something miraculous in you. It wasn't about you, but it was about him and what he could do to you, for you, and now, if you let him, through you. Does anybody want the flow through? What he can do through you. And so that's what we're talking about. And so that's what the apostle was talking about. So understanding this, we need to go back and look at some of the foreshadowing of the power that was talked about in the Old Testament. So we talked about Haggai, how they were building the temple, right? And they were, he was saying that, hey, you guys are focused on a lot of other stuff, but I need you to focus on my house. That's what happens. We get distracted with our own stuff, our own agenda. But what about our priorities? Are we making him a priority, right? And so let's go here. Oh my goodness, there's so many choices that I have in the word this morning, but I'm gonna take you here. Let's go to, in the Hebrew, Ezekiel, or Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Now, Ezekiel, hallelujah, was talking about the ability that Yahweh had to make some changes with his people, the children of Israel. And anytime you hear the children of Israel spoken of or referenced, yes, it is talking about the children of Israel, but tell your neighbor, you his child too. So he's talking about what he can do for you too, for us too. So when we go to Ezekiel 37 chapter, the first verse, it said the hand of Yahweh was upon me. So that means Ezekiel was operating in some power that was not his own, but he needed to operate in a power that was higher than himself. And we understand that if the hand of Yahweh is on you, you're operating in a higher power. And what did he do? He says he carried me out in the spirit. Somebody say in the spirit.
In the spirit.
You as believers, you have his spirit residing in you, his Holy Spirit. But you got to be in it. It's in you, but you have to be in him. Now, it can still be in you. He can still be in you. And you can still be operating outside of him. The key is this. You got to allow him to be in you. And you got to be in him. Well, a saint is always in him. Not when you acting a fool, you not. Not when you cussing folk out, you not. People are not doing that. Newsflash, yes they are. Somebody did it yesterday. You did it in the car. Nobody was there but you. This is the key. When I was working, studying chemistry, there is a term called homeostasis. That means you're maintaining what? A constant state. You're supposed to be in spiritual homeostasis. You're supposed to always be in Yahweh. Always. In season. And what? You're still what? Constant. Because you don't know what's going to happen. And Lord knows you don't want to be outside of him when something happens. If something happens, you want to make sure that you're inside. I'm just saying. I mean, wouldn't it be crazy to live a life of being saved for 20 years and you was tripping for 2 days and something happened? But it works both ways. You can live a crazy life for 25, 30 years, and in your last couple of days, he can swoop in and give you an opportunity to receive him. Somebody said, well, that ain't fair. There's no such concept in the Hebrew affair. It's what's right. That's why you need to stay. Tell your neighbor, stay in him. My mother, she used to say, when folk, she hadn't seen folk in church for a long time. And you know, they would come in from the rain every now and then. You ain't seen it for months, and then they come and she say, oh, and she would love them, put her arms around them. And then as she draw back, she would say, don't stay out there too long. You want to stay in him. So the spirit, the hand of Yahweh was upon me. And he carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of valley, which was full of bones. Anybody been in the valley? He showed me I was in an area where it was some dead stuff. And it looked like it was hopeless. I've been there. And not only was the valley full of bones, but in the second chapter, it says, and he caused me to pass by them round about. Somebody said, that's a lot of bones. If you passing round about, it's bone over there, bone over there. Anybody been there? It looked like all these things are going wrong. It looks like all this stuff is messed up. And he says, behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. If anybody know anything about bones, they already dry on the outside, but they could be a little moist on the inside. See, I used to eat chicken bone, and I had to stop doing that though. But I would chew that thing on the inside. Why y'all acting like you don't do that? You am I the only one with bones? You a bone chewer too? But these bones, they didn't have no juiciness on the inside. They were very dry. Somebody say dry to the bones. Right? This is the situation he's talking about. There was so much things going on, so much deadness. And there was so much, even as a believer, you could be spiritually just drained, sapped out, dry.
He did not create you to be a dry believer.
That's not what you're supposed to be. And so these bones were very dry. And he said, third verse, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Sometimes you look at the circumstances and you look at all that dry mess in the valley and it's hot and it's dry. Your situation, hot and dry. Sometimes your situation is hot and dry. And he's saying, hey, I can do something in that. I can work in that. What is your response going to be? Do you believe it? Do you trust him? Do you have that faith that's unmovable? But or are you going to look at the circumstances? Because the circumstances say it's dry. And not only is it dry, it's very dry. Sometimes your situation is bad, and you might say, no, it's not just bad, it's very bad. So Ezekiel, he's looking at these bones, and he's like, you ever say, can they live? He said, and I answered, oh, Yahweh, you know. He said, no, it's not what I think. You know. Why are you asking? Why are you asking me? He said, you know. You know what's capable. You know what's possible. Tell your neighbor. Well, no, because sometimes they might not know. But somebody say, he knows. Tell them, somebody say, Yahweh, you know. He knows what we're going through. And also he knows that he's able to bring you out of that. So again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. See, come on. He can do it, but he needs you. He needs you to work in the power that he's operating in. And he's saying, I need you to speak the word over these bones. Tell somebody, you need to speak it. He said, prophesy under these bones. And let me tell you what to say to them. He says, straight to the bone.
Hear.
What?
Hear the word.
He said, hear the word. He said, listen up, bones. Check this out, bones. Hear the word of Yahweh. Something is about to happen to you, and I'm going to speak on you. I'm about to speak to that situation. I'm about to move in that situation. Tell your neighbor, speak to the bones. You better tell them. Bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Meaning this, bones, you better line up. You better line up with this word. And the fifth verse says, and thus said Yahweh unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Not that you might live, but he said, but you shall live. It's going to happen. And the sixth verse said, and I will lay sinews. You know what that is? That's all the muscles and the joint. I don't care if you dry. I'm about to work a miracle. I'm about to do some, show you some dynamis in operation. And you're going to live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because it's not about what the person can do, but it's about what Yahweh can do. And from that, you're going to know. And the seventh verse says, so I was obedient.
That's it.
Come on, come on.
A lot of times he's telling you, you better speak to that situation. And you won't let it come out of your, but they dry. And not only are they dry, but they very dry. I don't care what you see, I'm about to work a miracle in them things. And he says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And he said, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And then after the noise, there came a shaking. And after the shaking, guess what? The bones came together. Bone to his bone. Somebody say, he's moving. He's moving. He's about to put this in operation. But it can't come together unless you get yourself together and speak his word. Prophesy on it. Preach to it. Speak to it. Tell it the word. The eighth verse said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came upon them. And not only that, the skin covered them above. But there was no breath. Well, that's okay. He ain't done yet. Tell your neighbor, he ain't done yet. He's still working this thing out. See, a lot of times you see that and you say, but he's been working and he's been working in your favor and doing some stuff. Yeah, but I didn't see the last thing. Shut up and keep on believing. Check this out. They were dry and very dry, so they're in a better condition than they were when you first started speaking on them. So if I put skin and sinews on them, just hold up. I'm definitely going to do something else. And so if you go to the ninth verse, it says, then said he unto me, prophesy into the wind. Come on, y'all. Prophesy into the wind. Does anybody know about the wind? The wind in the Hebrew is the ruha. That's the breath of God. He said, use that. Call upon the ruha. Right? Son of man, and say to the ruha, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four. That means come from everywhere. Come from everywhere. Oh, breath. Oh, ruha, somebody say. Oh, Holy Spirit, and breathe upon these slain that they what? May live. And 10th verse says, so I prophesy as he commanded me. And guess what happened? The breath came into them and they lived. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit moved and came into that situation. And they live. And check this out. Not only did they start breathing that they live, but they stood up on their feet. Somebody needs. Hallelujah. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand. You gotta confess the word, and then you gotta let that rise you up. Speak the word. Tell your neighbor, speak the word. Speak the word. And it says what? An exceeding great army. And then he said unto me, tell somebody, he ain't finished yet. Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, they said our bones were dry and our hope is lost and we are cut off from our pots. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Come on! He is going to take you from that situation and move you to the promised land. And then the 14th verse says, and I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it. Thus saith somebody needs to give him a praise. Somebody needs to speak the word. Somebody needs to stand on the word. Somebody needs to operate in the Ruha Kodesh. Whatever your situation is, Yahweh can breathe on that situation and completely change it. That's what he's able to do. Do you believe it? No, do you believe it? Speak the word. Right now. Wherever you are, if you got a situation, you need to stand up right now. If you got a situation, if you got something going on, you need to speak to it right now. Right now in this atmosphere. I'm saying everybody that has a situation that you need to be spoken over, right now. In this atmosphere, speak to it right now. Talk to Yahweh. Tell him, this is the situation. And speak to that situation. Speak your victory right now in that situation. Tell that situation what the word says. That's it. Say it. Hey, hallelujah. Yes, your word is true. Yes. Hey, we believe you. We believe that. Hey, we speak that right now. Yes, hey, yes, hey, yes, hey, 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 he's working it out right now. He's moving in the situation even right now. He's providing you the favor that you need right now. He's working in your behalf right now. Hey, yeah. Hallelujah. Now thank him. Now praise him for it. Now thank you for it. Thank him for the manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank him that he's working it. Hey! Oh, yes. Father Yahweh. We thank you. We acknowledge your power. Father, forgive us if we have not operated in that belief, in that trust, in that faith that you call us to operate in. Forgive us that we have not used your you have provided for us. A word that has victory. A word that has authority. A word that has power. You said you have given us power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. We believe you. We believe it. We believe it. We believe that. We believe that. We believe that. We believe that. We speak it. We speak it. We speak it. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father Yahweh, right now, we receive our victory. We know that you have called us to walk in your miracles and your wonders. You said greater works that we would do. Greater works. Greater works. We believe that greater works are possible in you, Yahweh. And so right now, Father Yahweh, continue to move and operate, because we know that you are the great I am. We know your power. We know that you are you know, we know, hallelujah, who you are. We know that you have the abilities, and we trust you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Continue. Speak. Speak. Minister to us, and we grow stronger in our inner man. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Somebody praise him right now. Oh, yes. Hey. Oh, yes. You may be seated, but please bow your head. Please bow your head. Please bow your head. I need to just give an opportunity here to somebody that may be needing his power, his relationship, his connection. You've Alan. The bones have looked dry, but he's saying, I'm calling you out of that situation, and I need to move on your behalf. But I need you to receive me. I need you to receive a relationship. If you don't have that relationship this morning, he's saying, you can have it. He's speaking and he's calling you. So if that's you today, and you're saying, hey, I know that he's calling me. I know that he wants to move in my life. He can't do it without you allowing him to come in. That's what we've been talking about. If you're ready to receive him today, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Say, I want to receive it. I want that relationship today. I want it today. I have to give him this opportunity today. Hallelujah. Maybe you say this, I have not been in the relationship like I need to be. I have had the relationship, but I've drifted away. And you see, I'm calling you back. I'm speaking to you. I'm calling you back to a relationship with me. I'm going to restore you. Hallelujah. And if that's you, that you need restoration, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that restoration. Because I drifted away and I don't want to be far away from him anymore. I want to be back to my rightful place. And if that's you, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for operating on our behalf, moving in our life, showing your mighty hand. Hallelujah. And so right now in the mighty name of God, for those who may have not answered the call, but you are moving on their life and you are calling, continue to minister to them as in this place, but definitely not your presence. That they'll be given another opportunity to connect with you. We give you the glory for it. We give you the honor. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Give him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor he's able. But tell him, you gotta speak the word.